Welcome to the TD Sports NBA Betting Show. I am your host, Ty Delbridge, and today, August 5th, I'm going to get into my best bets for the NBA today. Make sure you guys are following me on Twitter, and that's at Ty Delbridge, the podcast at TD Sports Betting. I did change the podcast Twitter handle to TD Sports Betting. That way I can put out all tweets, not just for the NBA, but for football, for like UFC. I was doing baseball for a while and soccer, but now with basketball, it's mainly just basketball for me. So make sure you guys are following me on Twitter. For any days that I do not post a podcast, I will always be posting my plays, retweeting other people's stuff for stats and some analytics and all that. So make sure to follow me on Twitter for that. All right, let's get into the games today and my best bets. All right, so before we look ahead to today's games, I'm going to look back at yesterday's bets. I went 6-4 yesterday. I know some of those I did not put out on the podcast. I did tweet them out later. So again, that's why you should be following me on Twitter. First bet, I had Mavs minus 3.5, or Mavs first half minus 3. That did not cash. The Mavs ended up going into overtime to beat the Kings. They were down 4 at halftime. They actually ended up flipping the script a little bit, having a bad first half, and ended up picking up in the second half, which was very surprising for them. I had Gordon Hayward's over 24.5 points, rebounds, and assists. He finished with 25. That was a sweat out. He had 24 combined, and then right at the end, he threw an assist to Kemba Walker, and it was right at that. I think it's like 2 point. Actually, I'm not even sure how long it is when you pass and then someone scores. What I think it's like 2 seconds maybe for like it to count as an assist. Whatever it was, Kemba took exactly as much time as it would count for an assist to be counted or not be counted. Because at first, they did not give Hayward an assist for about 2-3 minutes, and I was freaking out because 2 days ago, like I said, I had LeBron at 40.5. He finished at 39. I had Joel Embiid at 41.5. He finished at 41. So I was like, not another bad beat with these. But we did get over with that. I had Celtics minus 3.5 in that game. They ended up losing to the Heat. Never really seemed to get into a nice rhythm. The Heat just took it to them. The Heat looked like the team that was more rested, not the Celtics. The Celtics looked like they were on the second day of a back-to-back after playing a Raptors team. So it was props to the Heat. They are known to do that. And they also didn't have Jimmy Butler. So that's a big win for them and a really bad loss for the Celtics. I had the over 225 Pacers Magic. That barely hit 229. Had the Rockets Blazers under 244. Like I said, these two teams, when they meet, they don't end up scoring a bunch of points. They end up finishing like what, 115, 120 or something like that. It was a pretty low scoring game. Jusuf Nurkic is over 3.5 assists. That was something I tweet. Or no, that was on. That was on the podcast. And I'm realizing I tweeted out that. I tweeted out last night that was successful, and it was not, because he finished with 3 assists and I needed him to get over 3.5. So let's see. I went 6-4 yesterday. I went 5-5 yesterday, actually, because of that. Now that I am looking. So Nurkic failed. I lost by the hook on that. Right at the end, he had 2 passes that went to Lillard, missed a wide open 3, and then he hit Gary Trent Jr., who missed a wide open 3. So that was really close. So he missed on that. And then I ended up tweeting out Damian Lillard's over 4.5 rebounds. That cashed. I tweeted out Russell Westbrook's, I tweeted out his over of 7.5 assists. That cashed. And then for Westbrook, I took his over combined 44 points, rebounds, and assists. That did not cash. And then for Lillard, I had 42 for points, rebounds, and assists, and that did not cash. So 5-5 day yesterday. The last four bets there were the ones that I tweeted out right. It was about an hour or two before the game started. So like again, make sure you guys are following me on Twitter. That's at Ty Delbridge for all of my plays, updates, anything like that. All right, when we come back, we're gonna get into my best bets for today. Welcome back. Real quick, let's take a look at the NBA schedules on the game, or the NBA games on the schedule today. We got Memphis, Utah, first game, second game. We got Nuggets, Spurs, third game. That's on ESPN is Thunder, Lakers. Next game is on not ESPN. It's on NBA TV. There we go. Sixers Wizards. Next game, Raptors Magic, and the last game of the night, which is on ESPN, Celtics Nets. Those are the games on the schedule today. And let's get into my best bets. Starting at the top here, I'm taking the Thunder plus 6.5 against the Lakers. This is now, I'm looking here on the Action Network on its odds data. I'm looking that the Lakers are now minus 5.5. This has dropped a point. The Lakers just secured the first seed in the West with the win over Utah the other night. What more do they have to play for? Yes, I still think they want to get in a rhythm. I still think they want to show that they are the best team. When you have LeBron and AD, they're not just going to try and come out and lose games or whatever. Like, they're going to come out and play hard. How many minutes will they play? Will LeBron play 35 minutes if this thing's close? Will they cap him at 26? Same with AD. It's the question there, what the Lakers have to play for now. And this is also the first game of a back-to-back. They play the Rockets tomorrow night. You would think they would rather beat the Rockets than the Thunder, but I guess the Rockets and the Thunder in the standing-wise are around the same, but maybe motivational-wise, I'm not sure if maybe the Lakers have a little bit more, not hate, but they maybe think of the Rockets as a bit of a more rivalry, a team that's more of a contender or more on their level, so maybe they want to put the clamps down on them more than a Thunder team. I don't know. But with all that being said, I'm sticking with the Thunder. They have been one of the best teams against the spread all season. They are 25, or so back before the hiatus and everything, they were 25-10 as underdogs against the spread. Just all year, they were surprising people. They come out, they were getting big spreads, they were accomplishing it. I really like their backcourt with Chris Paul and SGA. I really wished I did have Dennis Schroeder, but he left for the birth of his child, which is completely understandable. But with those three, if Schroeder was there, that backcourt's deadly. The Lakers have no Bradley, and they have no Rajon Rondo, so I think they're going to have a hard time defending Paul and SGA. They're going to have to put like Danny Green, J.R. Smith, Caruso's all right, but I honestly am not that high on Caruso. Guys like that, which I think at the end of the day, I think Paul and SGA have an advantage. I think they're going to have a hard time defending those guys, attacking and just opening up stuff, which will open up shots for Nader, for Roberson, for Jeremy Grant. Not Jeremy Grant, he's on the Nuggets now. For Roberson, for Gallo, for Nader, and Dort. I think all those guys will hang around the three-point line and hit shots. And like I said, I don't know how much motivation the Lakers have here. The Thunder are coming off a rough loss to the Nuggets the other day. And they want to stay in this tight battle between that 3 and 6 race. They are. I think they're 6 right now. They could get up to 3. But they're right there. I think they are one of the top teams in the West. And for them to get 6.5 here, I think that's a little high. And we're already seeing that with it getting bet down to 5.5. And we're also still waiting on injury news. I mean, we could get a late scratch from someone of the Lakers. And if AD or LeBron are out tonight or whatever, or Kuzma, then this thing will definitely drop more. But I got it at 6.5. I would take it. I would take this as an advantage, probably up to 4, 3.5 for the Thunder, or even plus 1 or like that, because I think the Thunder have a real chance at covering and even stealing this game entirely and leaving with a win. So give me the Thunder plus 6.5. I think that's really good value for one of the better teams in the West. All right, next, Nuggets minus 3. This thing opened up about minus 5.5. I've seen it at 6 at some places. Now it's dropped down to about 3, 3.5 now back on the Action Network. The Nuggets are getting 67% of the bets and 50% of the money. So the Spurs are getting some money. I think the Spurs, they came in hot. I think a lot of people were not thinking they would do anything. They were kind of sleeping on the Spurs, and I think they're like, all right, you're going to sleep on us. We're going to kind of attack you. And I think that's what happened with the first couple games. And then they got a really not a very good or an interesting Sixers team that they should have beat, and then they blew it to a shake melt and game-winning 3, but still, they almost came out of this thing 3-0. I think people are kind of maybe looking at them a little higher than they should be here against the Nuggets. I know the Nuggets don't have Gary Harris and no Will Barton, which is very big for them, and possibly no Jamal Murray, but still, we saw with the Thunder the other night, we saw Jokic really... He affected the game with his points, with his playmaking. We saw Michael Porter, a rising star, really put it together. Now we have Jeremy Grant on this team, who's a very good 3 and D wing, and who can also guard about fours down there. You have Monte Morris, who's been a very good point guard. He doesn't make too many mistakes. He can knock down shots. He has a high IQ. You have Torrey Craig, who's a good 3-and-D wing. So I think the Nuggets have the height advantage. They have the size advantage, the athletic advantage. I think the Spurs will have a hard time defending them with their smaller guards, with Murray, with White, no Forbes, DeRozan, Lonnie Walker. They have a lot of high energy, they have really good guards. Like, I think the Spurs have a really good backcourt there, and Derek White's a good defender, but at the end of the day, I think the Nuggets are going to be too big and too much for the Spurs to handle. The Spurs haven't been shooting many threes, but they've been knocking them down at kind of a lucky clip. So I think they're going to go cold a little bit. I think their momentum is going to run out a little bit, and -3 for a Nuggets team, it seems low. Like I said, this thing opened up at 5, and I think the Nuggets, yes, I would like to see like Jamal Murray play, but I think if not, I think we could see a Nuggets, I think we see them win and cover, and we see the Spurs' luck start to run out a little bit on them after coming into the bubble super hot, and then now a kind of disappointing loss to the Sixers, and now they get a tough Nuggets team that I think just matches up real well against the Spurs, and will have the advantage all over the floor. So give me the Nuggets -3. All right, and next bet here, if you've been following me for a while, you might find this kind of surprising, but I'm taking the Utah Jazz -4.5 against the Memphis Grizzlies. I got this at 4.5 last night. I'm seeing fives now. I'm seeing 5.5 at some places. I think Utah here is the better team in a way. No Jaren Jackson for Memphis, which is huge for me. Watching Memphis play, he's been huge for them. I think he might even be their best player. I love John Morant. He's electric. He's a superstar, all-star, whatever. But Jaren Jackson, what he can do at all three levels, he can hit the three. He can make plays happen with the ball in his hands. He can break down defenders. He can score in the post. He can hit free throws. He can knock down mid-rangers. He plays decent defense. He's athletic, big. Losing him, they're losing about, I'm going to look at his stats real quick. I believe it's about 18 points a game. And then he's one of their better shooters. Memphis does not have a very good shooting team. It's basically him, I would think Dylan Brooks, Grayson Allen. And after that, I don't trust anybody else. Yeah, you've seen some all right from Kyle Anderson, but I don't trust it. You have Brandon Clark. He's not a three-point shooter. So let's see, Jaren Jackson this year was averaging 17-4. Yeah, he's averaging 17-4 against the Pelicans. He had 22-2-2. Against the Spurs, he had 31-3. And against the Blazers, he had 33-3. So they're missing a huge part of their offense. Now they're going to have to rely more on John Morant to make things happen. Utah is a very good defensive team. I trust Quinn Snyder. He knows now without Jaren Jackson, that's a big blow to their offense. So they're going to force Jaw to make things happen. They're going to make it hard on him. I could see them shooting doubles and triple teams at him to make these other players beat him. And I don't think Dylan Brooks, I don't think Kyle Anderson, Valanciunas, and Brandon Clark can get a win against the Jazz. I think the Jazz at the end of the day, they showed against the Lakers that they can hang. They do miss Bogdanovich. That's a big blow to them. That team still seems a little off, but I still think they are one of the better teams. I don't trust them entirely, but right now they are a more talented and better team. I trust Donovan Mitchell. He can go for 35. Memphis, they have a couple guys I can maybe throw at him, but yeah, I'm rolling with Utah here at 4.5. This might be the only time and last time I bet on the Jazz on that Utah side, but I just think they're going to be too much for handle. And like I said, no Jaren Jackson from Memphis is the selling point for me. If he was playing, I might stay away from this game and I might even take Memphis. But without him, I don't know who else helps Ja Morant here, and I think that's going to hurt them. So give me the Jazz -4.5. All right, top props. So, first one, I bet this. I wasn't going to bet this. I put not very much on it, like just a couple units. I think only two, or like a unit and a half. No, I only put a unit on this. Never mind. Davis, or I took Anthony Davis's over 9.5 rebounds. I got it at plus 140. So the implied odds for that is 41.6% of the time they think Davis will hit that. I think that should be closer to 50-55% of the time. He's one of the top players in the league. He's one of the best big men in the league. Yeah, I know he doesn't always go get rebounds. He's more of a score finesse player. But at the end of the day, Davis is a walking double-double if he wants to be. I think they're playing the Thunder tonight. And like I said, this is... I don't know how much the Lakers want this game. So this is a little bit of a worry pick. That's why I was like, I didn't put too much on it. Because we could see Anthony Davis only play 25 minutes tonight and just get be done. We could see him... get into foul trouble, get a little eye poke like he had that before, and then maybe just sit him out just for precaution because they don't need this game. They're done. So that is a little worrisome, but I think the Lakers have shown the last couple games. They didn't have to really compete in all those games, but they did. I think Davis, we can see him play maybe more center against the Thunder because they're going to probably try and play Steven Adams or Noel. You bring Davis out, stretch the floor a little bit. I think they'll play more at center. And when he plays more of that center role, when there's no McGee or Howard out there, he grabs more rebounds. It looks like Dwight Howard is questionable today. So if he doesn't play, you might get Davis playing just a few more minutes because of that for an extra big man. So I think we see Davis go for a double-double tonight. He's one of the top players in the league. He's hot right now. He could easily go for 20 and 10 in 27 minutes and be done. So at plus 140, I think that's a little... I think that's a really good value on one of the best players in the league to go and get 10 rebounds. So give me Anthony Davis as over 9.5 rebounds. But be cautious with that and make sure you guys... And maybe just hold off on that and watch the lines a little bit or watch the like injury news or updates to see if there'll be minute restrictions, if Davis will play, if LeBron's not playing, if Howard doesn't play, anything like that. So just keep an eye on that, but I'm taking the over for that. All right, next here, let me scroll down and find... I'm taking Shea Gilgeous as Alexander. I'm taking his over 5.5 rebounds. I got it at minus 120. He's a monster, and I think with no Rondo and no Bradley, nobody to really hold him back on that three-point line. He likes to dive in and attack the rim for rebounds on both ends of the floor. He averages 6 rebounds a game this year. They played the Lakers 3 times this year. He went for 5 rebounds, which we lose on the hook right there, but he's right there at 5, 7 rebounds and 8. I know I took the Davis prop of rebounds, but I think they can both get it here, two different teams. But I think SGA is going to have maybe not a chip on his shoulder, but I think they're going to want this game more, and he's going to have to bring that energy with no fans. He's going to have to bring it for his team. He's one of the younger guys on the team. He's an all-star level player, one of the best players on their team. I think he's going to get them to go. They're going to maybe rely on him to bring the energy on both ends of the floor. So I see him moving up and down the floor, just grabbing rebounds on the defensive end and going coast to coast, maybe attacking for offensive rebounds. Like I said, with no Bradley and no Rondo to really kind of rough him up, I don't really trust all the other Lakers guys. So I like him getting over 5.5. Like I said, he averages 6 on the year. So now we're getting 5.5 here. We're just going with what he averages. I think the Thunder might want this game more. And we've been seeing SGA have a pretty good bubble. So I see him going over. So give me SGA's over 5.5 rebounds. All right. That, actually, hold on real quick. Let me see. I felt like I had one more. Actually, no, I don't have one more. I thought I had another top prop, but I don't. All right, that's it for my day there. Let's real quick look at my bets. Thunder +6.5 against the Lakers. Nuggets -3 against the Spurs. Utah Jazz -4.5 against the Memphis Grizzlies. No Jaren Jackson for the Grizzlies. Taking Anthony Davis's over 9.5 rebounds at +140 and Shea Gilgeous Alexander's and his over of 5.5 rebounds at -120. That's it for today's bets. Fingers crossed that these all cash. I'm very excited for today's games. Thank you guys so much for listening and the support. Tweet me what bets of these you're following, what bets maybe that aren't on here that you really like, anything like that. And just let me know tweet me and let's just talk basketball. Let's talk sports betting. I'm always down to chat. I hope all your bets cash. Let's let's line our pockets with cash today. Just repeat myself now. So yeah, just make sure you guys are following me on Twitter and have a fantastic Wednesday, and we'll see you all next time. Peace.